From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. freedom of navigation exercise rattles China. The U.S. Navy ship USS Lassen passed Tuesday within 12 nautical miles of the Subi Reef in the Spratly Islands. Several Chinese ships shadowed the U.S. vessel as it made its way through the South China Sea. China denounced the U.S. patrol that went close to a man-made island it considers a part of its territory, but a U.S. Defense Department official says U.S. vessels will be making other trips through the area in an effort to maintain the freedom of the seas. The United States is stepping up its attacks against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq with more airstrikes and possibly some ground assaults. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke Tuesday at a congressional hearing on the American military strategy in the Middle East. He said there could be more raids like the one last week in which U.S. troops advised Kurdish forces on the rescue of a group of hostages in Iraq.
The third and final R is raids, signaling that we won't hold back from supporting capable partners in opportunistic attacks against ISIL or conducting such missions directly, whether by strikes from the air or direct action on the ground.
Ash Carter. Rescuers are working to reach remote areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan, those areas rocked by Monday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake. More than 360 people were killed in the quake, 2,200 injured. Tanzania's ruling party presidential candidate John Magufuli took an early lead Tuesday in vote counting from Sunday's election. Several key cabinet members appear to have lost their seats. The election is expected to be Tanzania's tightest race ever, with a ruling CCM party facing its first major challenge in decades. This is VOA News.